First off, I apologize for any confusion of the labeling of Sunday's Dvar Torah. Today is indeed the Monday Dvar Torah. Yesterday we explored the beginning of what Shemitah is all about and what the purpose of Shemitah is. But I want to ask a different question today about Shemitah. Why is it that Shemitah is connected Bahar Sinai? There were so many mitzvos given on Sinai. Why is it specifically this one? And that, of course, is Rashi's famous question, Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, which, you know, when I was a kid, my teachers would say, you know, what does this have to do with the price of tea in China? What is the connection at all? I want to share with you an amazing idea from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says, what's Shemitah? What's Yovel? What's Shabbos? What are all of these things? All of these things are a departure from that which we would call nature. It's unnatural to think that for one day I'm going to pull back from the world. I'm going to cease to be quote-unquote creative. It's unnatural for one year to do the same thing. The days between Pesach and Shavuos, Sviras HaOmer, have the same unnaturalness to that, that they are what? Sheva Shabbosos, Tamimos. What are we doing? We're building up to something. What is Sinai? Sinai also is something that's Lemala Min HaTeva. It's unnatural to the world. All these things, when I use the word unnatural, I don't mean they're unnatural to us as Jewish people, but they're unnatural to the world. The idea that we depart from the world, that we take a step back from the world. But I think that's what makes us uniquely Jewish. The idea is that once a week, once every bunch of years, I have to take a step back and recognize that there's something so much bigger than me. And what is that? That's the idea of Kedusha. That's the idea of the Ribono Shel Olam. Sinai cemented that when the Jewish people got together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, we're taking all this on. Yes, we recognize that there is something that is unnatural about that, but that's what creates this natural relationship between the Jewish people and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between God. That's what it's all about. Perhaps that is the message that we need to hear. We need to understand that if we want to go lemala min hateva, we want to go above what's natural, we want to do something that will make us something so much more special, we got to work in a way that's different. If you think about it, isn't that really what the world on some level believes in? They believe that if you want to excel in something, you have to work hard. So we believe that if you want to excel in Kedusha v'Tahara, you have to do the same thing. You need to take, as the Sfas Emes says, the idea of Sinai, and that is the idea of going lemala min hateva, the idea of bitul malacha, ceasing to be with the world on some level in order to take us to the next level. That is what we aspire for. That's what Shemitah does every couple of years. That's what Shabbos does every week. And that's what Sinai did for the history of the Jewish people.